I worked on some autonomous driving simulations, and when I'm not doing that, I am trying to give my dog some attention. I have two of my own, and I've been fostering another one, so I've had my hands completely full of just petting dogs constantly and feeding them.
Making Genesee County Radio.
Oh, very good, Mike. Well, that's a good lowdown there. Computer programmer for AI, I guess it is. I took computer programming when I got out of the service in 67. I took computer programming, enjoyed it, and I used it a bit when I came out of the programmable calculators, basically, that led up to the computers before, so I have a good appreciation and admiration for good programming. Getting back to our location here, if you know where 696 and I-75 is, that might be a little further away, but that'll give you a general idea where we're about. Or if you know where 14 Mile and I-75 with them, used to be the Oakland Mall there. I think it's still maybe called Oakland Mall, but still doing a good job, coming nice and clear, coming down from Saginaw. I think there's a link in there, at least one or two links between you and me. So that's why the delay, I imagine. And getting back to the dogs, tell me more about the breed. You have mutts, or you? You say you're got a visiting dog there. You're giving accommodations to for a while. What kind of dogs are they? And have you given my name yet there? Back to you, Mike, from AD8FK.
Making Jet.
Copy that, AD8FK. Yeah, the programming thing, I'll tell you all about the dogs, too. But the programming thing, I got into it when I was, like, in maybe 7th grade, the calculator programming, because we had TI-83 pluses from, you know, Texas Instruments. And I figured out how to put all of the formulas in there, and that's how I got my start with programming. And then eventually I moved on to doing a little bit of Windows, batch file programming in C++, and then I got into Linux. So I do all of the, I like to do it all, and I'm a big Linux shell scripter. I was just down at work on Friday, down in Dearborn, so I went through the 696 and 75 there, so I'm a little bit familiar with the area. Let me catch my breath, and then I'll tell you about the dogs. All right, so I volunteer at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, and so all of my dogs are from there. The dog that I've had the longest is named Neo, November, Echo, Oscar, like from the Matrix. I didn't name them. I kept their names from the shelter. So he is like a brown brindle Staffordshire Terrier, and he's about 7 or 8 years old. I've got Ducky, that's Delta, Uniform, Charlie, Kilo, Yankee. Again, I didn't name her, I kept the same name. And she's a little, like, 40-pound mutt, I would say. She is an American Bully, which is a mixture of bulldogs. She is a pit bull. She is a Chinese Sharpei and German Shepherd mix. And then the third dog that I'm fostering and probably going to adopt is named Cassidy. And she is probably 50, 55-pound Staffordshire Terrier. She's all white with a couple of black spots, okay?
Making Genesee County Radio great.
Wow, you got quite a team there. Very good, Mike. you must live by yourself, and the dogs are company for you. unless you have a very understanding cooperative mate that agrees to this. I know we've gone through a few dogs in our family as well. One of our first dogs that we fell in love with, we had several we went through before. We got one from the local dog pond. We call her Tammy. And, well, she's a pup 8, 9 weeks old, but she grew up quick and really enjoyed her. Our last dog, we had a couple in between, but our last dog was Shadow, and a black lab with a little bit of schnauzer in her, if you're familiar with those breeds. So, all very good. I see we got some in common here. But I'll send it back to you there, Mike. KF8EDQ, Mike, tell me how long you've been a ham there. Got a new call sign.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN.
Yep, copy that. I am a new ham. I've had my ham ticket for maybe 3 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. It has not been very long. I think I got it mid-May. So, yeah, maybe 3 weeks is about right. I got into GMRS. I got my GMRS license like a week before that. So I've been listening to the radio and talking on the radio quite a bit. But I don't throw my ham call sign out a ton. Just because, I don't know, I was like, I got on GMRS first, and then, I formed some bonds on there, and so it's cool to talk to those people, and then by the time I get around to throwing my call sign out on a 2-meter, it's probably been a couple of days, so yeah, who knows how long it's been, but I do always monitor this frequency, though. So, yeah, it's been about 3 weeks.